Welcome back, beloved, to another episode of Christian Singles Today. Last week, we talked about the importance of embracing self-discovery during this time of singlehood, and that the season of singlehood isn't a place of being stuck in between, but that it can have its fruit and its lessons and bountifulness. But all of that requires becoming truthful and vulnerable in front of Jesus to discover, or actually may I say recover, who we are created to be in His image. So if this is your first time being here with us in the podcast, I am Reverend Simone Lee, your Christian relationship coach. I've had experience as a counselor, spiritual director, pastor, inner healer, and all that good stuff. And I'm putting all of these experiences together to invite you into this community where we can explore together the fruitfulness, the triumphs, the abundance, and the challenges and the ups and downs of what it means to be a Christian single today. As I've mentioned before, my prayer for this podcast is that this is not just another podcast that we listen to and we forget, but that this would be the beginning of a community where we can encourage one another as Christian singles to live in the fullness of all that God wants to provide for us in this season that is so uniquely yours and that you're so blessed to be here. And that may we not be feeling like we're alone in the struggles or in the celebrations that we are experiencing during this time. Because it's sometimes hard to be single and Christian in today's society because it's something that's not talked a lot about in the church. But just like God doesn't make mistakes in any other areas of our lives, this is definitely a season that God has intentionally placed you in. Therefore, there is abundance of blessing that is waiting to overflow you. And I cannot wait to hear all of your testimonies of what that means for each and every one of you. So if you haven't already, I encourage you to subscribe or follow this podcast so that you may be notified whenever a new episode is uploaded, and also to follow me on social media and get in touch. I really, really, really want to hear from you and hear your story and understand more how can we be supportive of one another in this online virtual community. So today I want to go deeper into the topic of allowing this time of singlehood to be a time of self-discovery. You know why this is such a great time for this? Because there's a lot less distraction. Yes, singleness is very, very busy too, contrary to what a lot of people think, right? Like people think, well, you're not married, you don't have kids, you know, you should have all the time in the world to serve God and do this and that for God, or do this and that, right? And that's not necessarily true. Sometimes singlehood is actually even more busy because that means like there's only one person in the family to take care of all the chores, cook all the meals, and take care of yourselves. Emotionally, there's no partner, so then it actually takes more time to figure some stuff out yourself, etc., right? So I'm not necessarily saying that singlehood is easier or that you have more time like other people may think of you, but there is indeed, if we allow ourselves to make room, it can be a time where there can be less distraction because there are less people, kind of, that we are in close proximity, closer bounds with, right? And so then the needs of the other people aren't pulling us to the left and the right, so that we do have that space perhaps to go into deeper reflection. And what I mean by deeper reflection is that we're all created in the image of God, but that does not mean we all look the same. And the unfortunate thing about modern church sometimes is that Rick Warren expresses it very well in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life. I think it's in the introduction. It made a great impact on me when I read it about 20-ish years ago, is that somehow when we think about we're all made in the image of God, we think we're all supposed to look like forks or we're all supposed to look like spoons. And then when you open the kitchen drawer, then all you have is like a bunch of forks or spoons and you don't have any other utensils that is useful for the kitchen. But since we're made as the body of Christ, then seriously, what God means is that we're all supposed to be unique and we're all supposed to be different. We're all supposed to have different functions, because if the thumb is doing the same function as the knee, we would have a problem, right? So it takes time to discover, who am I? What is that sliver of the image of God that God has placed upon me in my life? It's not about just mimicking the saints in our lives, the godly people in our lives, the Christians that look like they got it all together, that is on fire for God, or that they're living a good life for God. But life is really about that discovering, exploring with God and having fun with God, to knowing, who did you make me uniquely to be, Father? what does my relationship with you look like? And how does that impact who I am, how I see myself? And in all of that, how does that impact the way I interact with this world? Beloved, did you know that your greatest mission in this world is to allow God to love you back into the shape that you were created to be? And when you are the person you're created to be, you will automatically, out of that being, be able to love this world and interact with this world and with other people the way that God loves this world, because you're made in His image. So when you allow Him to shape you back into His image, you will be that conduit of love to this world, and that's your greatest mission in life. Yes, it's great to serve the Lord in the church or whatever volunteer or other gift things that you're using in your regular day life already. But all of that needs to stem out of you being who you're created to be. And there is no better place, honestly, than during this time of singlehood where there are less demands on you and less distractions, less voices, less demands pulling you left and right to discover all of this. Because honestly, as in discovering anything else, if you think about science experiments, it's about trial and error. And trial and error takes time. And trial and error, as the name implies, there will be errors. There will be times when you'll fumble, you'll screw up, you'll fail. But all of that is part of the learning process. And we are more at liberty to learn this way when there's less demanding their attention from us or demanding us to be all put together for their sake. Right? If you have little ones that are needing you to be put together at all times because you need to be that responsible parent, then yeah, that does make it harder. Not impossible, but all I'm saying is the reality that it does make it harder to fully explore and to have more space to explore. So what else is involved in self-discovery besides having those deep conversations about who am I? God, who did you made me to be? And being honest. Last week, we talked about being really honest about the areas in our lives that we desire, what we desire for, the things we're unsatisfied about, the things that we're not content about, the holy disgruntles, the areas where we feel unfulfilled, or even how we may feel undesirable by God, by other people, whether it's in our work, in our relationship, where we feel like we're not good enough, where we feel like we're stuck. It begins with having these vulnerable conversations. And as we look at ourselves nakedly in the mirror that way, then we start understanding who we are. And it's only in sanctuary of love that the Holy Spirit provides for us that it feels safe to be that honest. Because the reality is, whether it's in my own inner work or with all the people that I've worked with in the past, most of us aren't who we think we are. Just as we think we've got it figured out and I'm in a good place, I know who I am, and thankfully I am redeemed and loved by God regardless of who I am, then the Holy Spirit will invite us into a deeper layer. A layer that could not be exposed before because it's messy and at times even disgusting, selfish, horrific, things I would never want to attribute to be a part of me. But apparently, it is a part of me. It's things I've been carrying that I didn't know I've been carrying. And the Holy Spirit unveils these things to us, not to condemn us in any way, but as a means to say, you've been carrying these things long enough, beloved. I do not see you that way anymore. Are you willing to give all these to me? Are you willing to allow the blood of the Lamb to cleanse all of these away? To atone for all of these so that we may rip these out of your life and instead put on the righteousness, the glory of Christ that He has paid for you through the cross. And from His eyes, from the eyes of our loving Father, we see ourselves from a different lens and we start being a different person. And from that, we can discover, what are the things I value in life? What are the things that make me valuable? It's so important to see our value from the perspective of our Father. Then the things we value will shift and also change. Because when we understand our value is anchored in who God created us to be, is anchored in that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and not all the things we have to accomplish or accumulate, then perhaps some of the things we thought were valuable and that we need to achieve or accomplish or have in this life don't seem so important anymore. And instead, the things that are important will become a lot more clearer, and our priorities will become a lot more clearer. So no longer will our schedules be filled with all the have-dos, must-dos, and expected to do. But instead, as we anchor ourselves in knowing our true value, and who we're created to be. We allow the top priorities in our life to be living out that life of freedom where we're gifted in, where we can express ourselves, where we can truly enjoy worshiping God in our everyday life. Worshiping God not as in, like, you know, going around just singing worship songs or reciting Bible verses or listening to sermons. Worshiping God as in having fun with God. Worshiping God as enjoying the life that He's given us. Enjoying whatever season we're in. Enjoying the company that we have. Enjoying the friends and relationships, the work, the play, the challenges, the disappointments, the goods and the bads of life. Knowing that He is the one that goes before us, with us and in us in all of this. Yes, we may get scared, we may get confused and not know what to do, but we can always anchor back and see Him with us. And with all of that, this is part of the journey of self-discovery. In this journey of self-discovery, we're figuring out our identity. We're figuring out our personhood. We're figuring out what makes you incredible. What makes you unique from everyone else? How does God uniquely want to relate to you that's different from everyone else? And how can you allow that relation to impact this world around you? But all of that really needs to come and stem from being that overflow of allowing God to love you first. A lot of times we spend so much time and effort on trying to doing the right things, of loving our neighbors. But you have to remember, Jesus said to love your neighbors as yourself. If you don't even know how to love yourself because you don't appreciate yourself the way that God loves and appreciates you, what you're doing is in vain, unfortunately, beloved. We're loving others by our own efforts, by our own merits, and still, unfortunately, trying to earn grace, which is not earnable. Beloved, I encourage you to allow this season of singlehood to be one where you shape into more of that person you're created to be, so that you will wake up every morning knowing how incredible you are, because you're fearfully and wonderfully made in His glorious image, and that your confidence will be in who He is in you, who Jesus is in you, how you're empowered by Him, how you're shaped in His image, and that you will know His value in you. You will know who you are and the value you bring to every relationship, every encounter, every room you step into. You will know the impact you're making because He has overcome the cross, and the Spirit that has resurrected Him from the cross also is living in you right now. Right now, and will be with you until the end of the age. So, beloved, I'm so excited for you, and I just really want to encourage you to accept the invitation today. Will you accept the invitation to keep growing into more of that person that you were created to be, to becoming more and more in the image of God that you were created to be, and learning to have more healthy relationships, loving relationships with those around you, to learn to touch their lives, not because they're ministry, but because it's just essentially who you are. You being who you are in God's image is ministry, is worship, is the Christian lifestyle, and it's not done through mimicking certain actions, but through you being who you are, and that is more than enough. Beloved, that was a lot of really, really, really deep stuff that I shared today. And I understand, like, sometimes, you know, some of this may be, whoa, what are you talking about, Simone? That is way above and beyond my head. Or that, you know, yeah, that sounds all great and wonderful, but how do I get there? How do I get into that relationship? How do I even start this conversation of self-discovery and all that good stuff that you're bringing into my attention? And that is what I want to offer to you guys. As I have shared before in other episodes, that I am an online missionary, and that means that it is my vocation that I am online and offering services of discipleship to people like yourselves. So if you want to get in touch with me, I would love to offer you a free session where we can have some of these questions and prayers and talk about how to go through these kind of conversations with God, how to have these kind of self-discovery with God. And this is something I've been doing for a living for a very long time in the church community and in the online community. So I really, really want to offer this gift to you. And also, like I said before, my intention for this podcast is that this wouldn't be just another podcast, but it would be a place where we can build one another up as a community of believers, as Christian singles. So it would be my privilege to journey with you this way. If you're interested in knowing more information about how to redeem your free session, be sure to check the description below for my contact information. I really look forward to hearing from you, and Remember, I am always praying for you. And also, don't be shy to get in touch with any prayer requests that you may have. I really don't want to be just talking to myself. I really want to hear your feedback and how this podcast has been helpful or stimulating your own journey with God or your walk with your community in any way. Anyways, in case no one told you today, you are accepted, you belong, and you are loved. I look forward to our conversations again next Tuesday. Take care and have a great week.